Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 1 p.m. Eastern on the 17th of January, 2021. I'm going to play three clips, which I think are very interesting, and maybe that'll take 15, 20 minutes. And then after that, I will do a little information from Billy Meyer's Mach der Gedanken book, Mighty Thoughts. This is very interesting. The first clip I want to play is Jerry Corsi saying that Trump will invoke military tribunals. So here we go.
3 years ago, a group of generals came to me, and it was explained to me they were ready to conduct a coup d'etat. They're ready to move Barack Obama from office with military force. And then a few weeks later, I got another call and said that they were reconsidering. You know why they were reconsidering? Because they talked to Donald Trump. And Trump agreed that he would run. And they agreed that if he would run, they would conduct their coup d'etat as a legitimate process, rooting out the traitors within government. And that pact between the military and Donald Trump has held. As we've been interpreting and watching, and Alex has been following QAnon, QAnon is military intelligence and close to Trump. And the intelligence we're getting really is a lot of the inside script. Now, everybody says Donald Trump is going to lose. He's going to be out of office. He's going to be impeached. You watch CNN, MSNBC, they're throwing a party today, and all the 20 people watching them across the nation are very enthused. Donald Trump will not be removed from office. He will not be removed from office. And in the counterattack he's going to launch, one or two facts that could change everything. Get a report from Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, who details the corruption within the Department of Justice. Donald Trump is right. Maybe we should tear down the FBI building and start over again. And if you take a look at the depth of this corruption, it's pervasive since George H.W. Bush. The bureaucrats who have stayed, including these SES bureaucrats, who are there mostly permanently, they're globalists. They don't believe in America anymore. They think they're smarter than America, smarter than the founding fathers. We ought to revise the Constitution. There's a very simple word that describes what they are. Traitors. Traitors. It's a capital crime. And I want to predict to you here today that when the tables turn, Donald Trump will be invoking military tribunals. And even Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are going to be facing treason charges. It will not end, and Donald Trump will have the courage to do that. Every time it looks to me, I've said this about Donald Trump, I've known him for decades. I said, Donald Trump always looks like he's going to lose until just before he wins. Always. He's always looking like he's 1 inch from being, losing all his money. 1 inch from losing this deal or that deal. Everything Donald Trump has done in his life has been a success. And in the final game of this, I think Donald Trump will reduce the bureaucracy. I'd say 95% would be good, maybe 100%, because the bureaucracy The bureaucracy isn't specified in the Constitution. There's no discussion. There's no article about the bureaucracy, which means it can all be removed. Fire them all. You know? And I think what we can have is a rebirth, as we say, of freedom in this country. But I want to say two or three things about Zuckerberg. Someone has come forth as a Silicon Valley insider anonymous and has been writing me extensive emails, which I've now been able to validate. And the story of Zuckerberg and the others is this. Facebook, all of the major ones, Twitter, YouTube, Google, every single one of them is a creation of the CIA. They were funded by the CIA, and they were there. And by the way, they are all considered dispensable. Zuckerberg may not realize it, but he's in the ejection seat. And the button will be pushed, and he'll be ejected out. But the real power in Silicon Valley is the infrastructure of the internet. It's the Oracles. It's the Microsofts, the Sun Microsoft systems. These are the tracks, the railroad tracks on which the internet runs, the bridges, the infrastructure. And the people who are really controlling Silicon Valley are the Larry Ellisons. These are the people you know less about because they're not the front men. You know, Zuckerberg is dispensable. Eric Schmidt is dispensable. Google is dispensable. They'll just replace it with another one. Because the real godfathers are the Larry Ellisons and the others. And who funded Larry Ellison? The CIA, the military-industrial complex, moving in with Lockheed and the others wanting the creation of a new generation of electronic hardware for the military. And in the process, and that started going back into the 50s. What happened is along the way, they realized with social media, they could create something where we would all give them all of our information freely about everything about ourselves. People even post pictures of themselves naked, which they keep forever. Every click you make is going right into the intelligence agencies. And then that data is being profiled and given to the New World Order, sold for money, for advertising and marketing. And by the way, Zuckerberg may have his own rules and his, oh, we're going to protect privacy, but they don't for a minute think that they aren't still collecting the information. They've got it all. It's archived. It's every phone call you've ever made, every email you've ever made, and people are stupid enough to put these devices in their homes, which can record everything they say. Facebook can track you even if you're not a member of Facebook. They can all do all the tracking anywhere you appear on the internet, and that stuff is archived forever. What we've got to do is we've got to reclaim the internet. We've got to have an internet bill of rights, as it were, to impose First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment. We've got to do this through Congress, and I'm here to tell you that before Donald Trump is done, the internet will be 100% regulated, or it will be broken up. As Donald Trump understands the threat to our freedom. The threat to our freedom every one of us face with this information is so massive control that never occurred to George Orwell or Aldous Huxley that this could happen. But I'm here to say that in conclusion of all this, the same conclusion in the book I've just written in Killing the Deep State, it ends. In the end, Donald Trump wins. And never forget that in the end, God wins.
Okay. General Tom McInerney. He says the special forces took Pelosi's laptop.
God bless you.
One second, folks.
Look, this is a scorecard from Joseph Goebbels. if you tell a lie big enough, and that's what they're doing. And you see Pelosi, you see Schumer. Ann just told me that Pelosi called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and they're trying to get him out on the 25th Amendment or to impeach him. Why? Well, because on Wednesday, they took Pelosi's laptop. She's friend. There were some people in there that were special forces mixed with Antifa, and they took her laptop and they had that data. Because they have that data. I believe they also have a source that is talking like a songbird. And the president is going to spring that person on us so it will completely change because it is someone that has said, I'm not going to do this. This is treason. Remember, this is treason, high treason.
Sir, could he use the emergency broadcast system, the emergency action message to communicate this?
I don't know, did you see yesterday that an email went around telling everybody about the emergency broadcast system? So there are those little signals that you see. You see that what I saw was the September 18th or 19th executive order 2018 that if foreigners were involved in the U.S. election, the president could declare an emergency. That means he knew back 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's why it's just all come together that COVID-19 was a biological attack. Let's not say it was an accident and it slipped out of a food market or anything. We're not that naive anymore.
That's probably enough for now, although it wasn't the exact clip I wanted to play. I'll play a little bit more of this one, but not much.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Now, that's just a small part of it. I had seen that 2 weeks ago. And what she's talking about is there's a person who is telling the world what Italy's role was using the satellite, Italian government satellite.
Leonardo.
Yeah, I was hunting for Leonardo da Vinci. But the Leonardo. And they were changing votes. But there were many countries that were doing that. But it had to be controlled from China using hammer and scorecard, in my opinion, because you couldn't have so many different attacks because you'd be changing numbers in all the 50 states.
That's Lieutenant General Tom McKerny. And the last clip is from Ben Fulford.
It's not affecting our real lives. So
What's your analytic prediction for how life in the United States is going to go in the months of February and March?
I think you're going to see a continued degeneration of the current system until it collapses before a phoenix-like recovery is possible. That's the best guess I have. Because
Charles Hugh Smith is saying we're about to collapse. We've lost all of our buffer. We've lost all of our flexibility. I admire Charles Hugh Smith very much, as I do you and Martin Armstrong. So is there a happy ending for the United States going into the summer?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think the United States will emerge bigger and stronger. I mean, the plan that we are pushing for is for a United States of America from Argentina to Alaska to emerge from the ashes. And this America would have all the resources of South America, Brazil, Canada, et cetera. They would no longer have to borrow from the Chinese, which is what is keeping you in business now. It's Chinese money paid to the Rockefeller owners of the United States Corporation that it's keeping you in business under the current structure. And the only alternative, if you really want to restore the republic and renounce the debt, is you're going to see an 80% drop in living standards before you start getting out of that. That's what the numbers say.
That's frightening. Do you have any view on Anna von Reitz as someone that I respect? I don't understand all of this stuff about U.S. corporations and territorial versus maritime law and all of that. But if people look up Anna von Reitz at phi beta iota.net, they'll get all her stuff. And I'm very religious about trying to post it. Do you think the United States is about to achieve true national sovereignty, which is what Trump has been about since he started campaigning?
If you, like I said, if you want true national sovereignty, it'll mean isolation from the rest of the world and a catastrophic drop in living standards, but then you can't attain it. The alternative is to, you know, come up with an entirely new structure. You know, like I say, the United States can emerge bigger and stronger from this crisis if they play their cards right.
But Trudeau is a satanic pedo, an alleged satanic pedophile, subject to proper investigation, who worked for the Rothschilds. And South America is not going to accept American leadership. So how do you see this North American Union, which I rather like the idea, I think I could do a lot with it. How do you see this North American thing coming to pass? South American thing.
You know, Justin Castro is definitely a satanic Manchurian candidate. And, you know, he ordered the Canadian military to train the Chinese in winter warfare. And the Canadian military says, no way that's going to happen. So, you know, he doesn't control Canadian power anymore. Okay, he's marginalized. It's not about Trudeau.
He's a figurehead. Ben, what do you see happening between now and 2022, for example? Do you see election reform in the United States? Do you see a magical?
I think that the system has to collapse further before it'd be possible to rebuild it. But I was told by a senior member of these Knights of Malta and these other groups, and these people, if you look at the membership list, it's like a who's who of the military heroes and other powerful people. It was them who told me that they like the idea of you, Robert David Steele, as the first president of the United States of the Americas.
And that's let me say that I consider that seriously far-fetched, as much as an honor, and bilingual in Spanish.
Okay, but I understand, but that, I'm not saying, this is not my idea.
All
okay?
right, I will take it at face value. Ben, I would certainly serve, but my personal goal right now is to see Donald Trump reinstated in a second term.
I think for sure the will of the American people has to be recognized. The vote of the actual people of the United States has to be accepted, not this fraud carried out by the Rockefellers and their proxies. That's for sure. But this Mr. Trump will have to really accept that the rest of the world is demanding fundamental changes in how we manage this planet so that we're no longer wiping out Earth life. We're no longer impoverishing the 99% at the expense of the 0.1%.
Okay? I agree with that. And the United States is 25% of the waste of the entire world.
Yeah. And you're 73% overweight. Of course, you and I, we're part of that group, unfortunately.
Yes. Yes. But that's, yes. But I have lost. I've gone down from 260 pounds to 227.
I also fasted over the summer and then lost a lot of weight. But you know.
All right. So Ben, I know people are going to be thrilled to hear your opinion. What three things would you want to say to President Trump if you had a chance to talk to him when he's in a good mood?
Okay, that's probably enough for now. And I'm just going to read a little bit of this page in Billy's book, Billy Meyer, called Machter Gedanken. And this page I keep reading over and over again, particularly one line, which I'm trying to memorize, but I think it's very important. So we'll continue here. It says, the most important thing regarding problems, errors, and difficulties is the stance which is adopted. The right stance, meanwhile, determines that the form in which the bothers, errors, and problems, and so forth, are seen and judged, and how they are thought about, is very much more important than the effect which they have in reality when they are not overcome. Naturally, the possibilities that problems, errors, and difficulties, and so forth, can be called forth must not be disregarded. But it is not important for for their resolution, for overcoming them. Therefore, the conscious-based mental stance and attitude is more important than the actuality of the fact itself. Naturally, a fact is an indisputable actuality which cannot simply be wiped away, thought away, or made to disappear in some other way. But unfortunately, for an extraordinary number of human beings, the actuality of the problem, error, or bother is the ultimate concept of the truth understandable for them, which means that they only see this one actuality which oppresses and burdens them, from which they are not able to free themselves because they lack the power and the knowledge to dismantle the existing facts down to the details and solve the problems in order to gain a progressive result from that and to neutralize and eliminate the fact. This kind of human being is broken by an actuality because he slash she makes no effort in wise to undertake anything against it. Consequently, he slash she all too gladly and all too quickly gives up and throws in the towel, as the saying so nicely puts it. And this is the section that I've really been working on right here. The convinced positive thinker and hopeful enthusiastic optimist always takes a neutral, positive, equalized stance in regard to all the facts, and sees every error, every problem, and every difficulty realistically as a challenge which must be resolved and overcome. So the part that really gripped me there was where it says every problem, every difficulty, realistically. So we should see that every problem and every difficulty, if we look at it realistically, it's just a challenge which must be resolved and overcome. So a lot of times you have a problem which is so big or so overwhelming, you just think you can't even conquer it. Or you think you don't even want to try, it's so big. But it's really just realistically just a challenge that you can overcome and resolve to thereby learn and be progressive. But he slash she also regards everything as a challenge for his or her intelligence, his or her inventive power, as well as his or her knowledge and his or her wisdom, in which he slash she searches for insight and guidance as well as cognitions and solutions in order to cope with the occurring facts and to gain from them the very most progressive element contained within them, which one must search for, recognize, and make useful. Such a human goes on thinking prospectively. Consequently, he slash she also continues to research and search, whereby he slash she also creates further cognition, knowledge, truth of lived experience, and wisdom, which because he slash she allows the mind of the thoughts to overcome, that is such a human being. Let me start over again here on this last line. Such a human being goes on thinking prospectively. Consequently, he slash she also continues to research and search, whereby he slash she also creates further cognition, knowledge, truth of lived experience, and wisdom, because he slash she allows the might of the thoughts to come to the fore and everything to become reality. So I guess part of the challenge is letting the might of the thoughts come to forward. Your stance is the most important thing. That means your point of view, your attitude when you're faced with a problem. And remember, no matter how big it is, the problem realistically is just a challenge. So anyway, this is the section that I'm continuing on and on and on and trying to grind out that page. A lot of information there. I hope you've enjoyed the clips. Hang in there. There's a whole lot going on, and you know that Billy talked about this in Contact Report, I believe it's 215, about the Civil War in the United States. So hopefully it won't happen. But if it does, we'll just have to say the Meyer information was right again. See you next time.